Hello, Miss Tina.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, too. I appreciate that. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I expected to hear from you at the beginning of last week, and I didn't. So I've been chasing you down. That's like my fourth call. I left a message for you.
Are you serious?
So
the guy that you just left the message told me, but
now
the other
I feel like you did.
Yeah, you know what? I should have called you and communicated, but I don't know if maybe your wife did this or you got us confused with another company, but someone had charged back the two payments that you made to us through the bank. So because of that, they said that you're ineligible to reactivate with us. So, I mean, obviously they don't want it to happen again. They don't want to do a whole bunch of work and put a website and get you on the first page. And then
that's a mistake. No, I'm not even with PNC no more. That's a mistake. I had this happen to three different customers.
Oh, okay. Cause I did ask, cause I'm like, Todd's been wanting to reactivate and isn't there anything we can do? And they said, the only thing that they would allow is if you wanted to, you could get those two payments that were reversed up to speed with the fees involved, which was $35 each. So that would be roughly around $470. And then
okay.
On top of it, we would have to add the fresh month's payment for $199. And then we could reactivate everything for you. Yeah, and I'm sorry that happened because I know when we spoke, you were saying some. Yeah.
Yeah, I had all kinds of problems with I'm not even with PNC no more because of all this. It literally sent me into a tailspin. Remember I was telling you? But I didn't know it affected y'all.
Yeah, it said that those two payments had charged back. So when you had called in saying you wanted to reactivate, I had asked the, you know, president of the department, I'm like, hey, can I reactivate him? And they said, well, first we have to take care of the two payments and the fees. And then, you know, he would, you know, be able to reactivate if he wants to. And I'm sorry, you know, that happened because I had a feeling there was something like outside that happened or it was a mistake because when we spoke, I guess there was some kind of another company that you were involved with that was fraudulent.
Yes, that was, I told you Home Advisor.
Oh, Home Advisor. Okay.
Home Advisor was one. There was two different things I was fighting. So they went back and did all the charges for that period of time, not just the ones I had complaints on.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's frustrating. I'm sorry to hear that. But,
it's been three months I've been dealing with this, Tina.
My
banking's been a nightmare.
PNC Bank is a nightmare. I'm going to put that like just as a side note if I hear anybody else say, oh, we have PNC
Bank. Actually, no, I wouldn't do that because they were a wonderful bank for 13 years. That I was with them.
Oh, it was just a fluke?
I think this is just one of them things where shit went through the cracks and people made mistakes. I don't believe any of this was intentional from anybody.
Okay.
But I just had a bad taste in my mouth after going into the one branch. And I ended up closing my accounts and I went to Truist.
Okay. So, let me just put a note in here. So are you ready to update those two payments now and then we can get the fresh one?
I'm actually, when I called you, I'm headed to the bank. So can I just call you tomorrow and we'll do this?
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow. And then that way we'll get everything started again tomorrow. And then, you know, you'll be seeing really, really good results again. So thank you so much for staying on top of it. Like I said, I should have called you and told you. But after they told me the criteria, I kind of thought there was probably no hope, you know. But, I didn't realize it was just a mistake. So I'll put a note in here.
It just took me forever to get it straightened out, and that's when I parted ways with them. And some of it's my fault. I'm not blaming it on the bank. I caused the problem in the beginning and then didn't know how to fix it. And then they did what they did, which festered the problem.
Right. You know, the whole thing, I mean, for you, even though it was a problem, it probably was nice to get like all of that money refunded at least, you know what I mean? So you got all that money back up front. Yeah.
It was for the ones that was fraudulent, but it affected three other people now, including you. You're the third.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we got it squared away. So I put some notes in here. And are you thinking tomorrow at the same time would be good?
Yeah, tomorrow or Thursday, because I'm going to be out of town for a couple hours tomorrow. I don't know what time I'm getting back. So if it's too late, then I'll do it Thursday. But I'm thinking 99% tomorrow.
Okay. So I'll call you. You want the same time or you want it to be a little bit earlier? 2 o'clock.
Call
me
at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll call you at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll get you all set, okay?
You got it. And what do you think the lead time is before I start seeing results?
So I know that we talked about this before, that you're probably within the next 2 weeks because we already got the Google Business page verified and optimized. So it's just we have to go back in and you know, reactivate everything and do the programming again to get on the first page. So assuming everything goes well, I would say within the next 2 weeks, you'll see, you know, some solid results. And if there's anything that happened between then and now, like we lost access to the Google Business page or anything like that, then it might take longer. But I don't see that that would happen because when an account goes into a chargeback status, it's not like somebody over here goes in and hits a button and everything deactivates. You know what I mean? It's just that they would deactivate the account, but all of those listings should still be live and active. So we just have to go in and pick up on the programming that was missed while everything was down. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yep.
How will we know that, though?
Let me look here. It's saying Google Business page verification needed, but that was back in April. And then you and I talked in June about doing the Google video verification. Do you remember if you got that done? Because I remember you were going to go golfing with your son on a Saturday, and you said he was going to help you with it.
It never got done, but my daughter's here now. Remember I was telling you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you were in the middle of sending some of them off to college, too, I think, when we talked.
On top of that, I had my daughter moving down here with me, the other one going to college. Yeah, so I was up in St. Augustine. I was back and forth. It's just been a lot.
I remember. It was a busy time for you. And then that's why I kind of laid off and I didn't want to hound you because I knew you were busy. And then next minute I got that bad news from the finance department about the two chargebacks. And I even told them there must be some kind of a mistake because he told me he was working with a fraudulent company, but he knew it wasn't us, you know. I'll explain it to him. Yeah, and we'll get you all up to speed. I'll check with the verification department right now if that Google video verification option is still available. And if it is, I'll send you the instructions on it so that you and your daughter can get that completed because the sooner that's done, the sooner you're going to see results on Google, okay?
Yeah, because I'm going to be, you know, I've always been straight with you. I don't want to put out $600-$700 and then wait another 30 to 45 days and have to make another payment on top of that before I see anything.
Right. Well, the only way it's going to wait 30 to 45 days is dependent on you. You know, if you get busy again and you forget to do that step, then our hands are tied. But if you can
As long as I do my part.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So I'll put a note to the verification department right now. And if that option is available, I'll send you the email. You won't even have to wait until tomorrow. And then that way you and your daughter can get started on it right away. And then I'll call you tomorrow to get the payment up to speed. Okay.
You got it. So you're going to need the registration and a picture of equipment.
Exactly. Registration, license, insurance, picture of equipment, work vehicle with a license plate showing you're in Florida. You don't need to send all of that, but if you have, you know, whatever items you have on that list, is the more that you have, the better.
Okay. Well, you're saying license insurance for the business?
Yes, correct. License insurance.
Okay. Well, there is no license in an actual license that I work under right now. I am going for my competency, but I mean insurance, all that's all there.
Okay, yeah, maybe send an insurance and a business registration then, you know what I mean? And even
I have my tax receipts and all that. Yeah.
Perfect.
I have my business tax receipts and everything.
And your tools, your equipment, your work vehicle with the license plate, all of that is going to really help it get verified in a timely manner, okay?
You got it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks so much for staying proactive with me, Todd, and I'll talk to you more tomorrow at 2 o'clock, okay?
You got it, Tina.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Okay.